Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. My name is Katie and I'm your host. Thanks so much for joining me. Don't forget to check out the links in the details of this episode because that's where I keep all of the information that you might be looking for as far as links go. You can find my YouTube channel, my books, as well as how to become a patron. This is episode number 77, How to Live More Sustainably, A Gentle Approach. Hey there, minimalists. Can you believe it? Okay, well, it's May for you in the future. I'm recording this still in the last bits of April, but I cannot believe that April is almost over and that it is almost May. I am so excited. I've been really enjoying spending more time outside, even though the last week has been a little bit more cloudy. We've had a lot of breaks in the clouds, not that gloppy rain that just is like a showerhead all day long. I've gone from living in a place where it barely rains at all in my younger years to a place where it rains all the time. So apparently I live in extremes. It would be nice to live in a place where there were just four seasons. That would be cool. I'd like to try that. We have been working on a few last spring cleaning tidbits. I definitely want this all done by the end of May. We are trying to take care of the kids' clothing right now. What can we donate is this kind of theme we're looking at. I also have been kind of looking around and asking everyone, what do you need? What are you going to need in the next few months? What are we looking at as far as purchases go? I always like to go through our closets first and get rid of whatever we can. This usually means that we start out with all of the laundry being clean, trying things on. I'm going to need all new summer clothing because I actually don't have anything. I think I have like a skort type of a hiking skirt thing. I'm just waiting until the very last minute to start looking for things because I just keep on shrinking. So I don't want to buy anything quite yet. If you know that you're going to need new clothes in a couple of months, you might want to tuck a little money away right now and maybe each month. That way you always have a little bit of money kind of set aside so that when you have that need that pops up, you are prepared for it and it's not a big sudden change in your budget. As always, if you want to support this show, my creative work, my books, my YouTube channel, you can always leave reviews. If you've read my books, you can review the podcast or rate it. You can also head on over to my YouTube channel, subscribe, leave a comment. I love it when y'all leave comments. I very much appreciate that. Even though it takes me a little bit to get back to them. I'm just always working on finding a balance, my friends. Anyway, you can head on over, subscribe, watch some videos, and I hope that you enjoy all of those. And you can also become a patron for $3 a month. You can get exclusive episodes to come out each month, and I'm about to record and launch the second video of April, which is on how to practice simple living when life gets busy. So that will be available by the time you actually listen to this. Again, I am recording in the last bits of April here. If you've already binged through all of these episodes and you want something more to listen to, head on over there. All of them are exclusive episodes. None of them have been on this Monday podcast, and they are waiting for your ears. Everyone that becomes a patron is so special to me. I know not everyone can be a patron forever, and some people just kind of dive in and become patrons for a little bit, and that's awesome. Some of you have been patrons for a really, really long time, like since the beginning, and that just makes me smile and just touches my heart, so thank you very much. To all my patrons, though, I am so grateful. You keep this show on the road and just are making my little dreams come true, so thank you very much. You can find my Patreon link in the details of this episode if you're interested. For me, something interesting today, I usually have a video or an article that I love in the segment, but today I have more of a what doesn't work for me sort of a situation here. Either on Instagram or in a blog post or something like that, I saw a headline for an article that was entitled, or a post that was entitled, How to Go Zero Waste in 5 Minutes. I literally only read a couple of sentences before I was like, oh, I don't like this tone. I will tell you that I did not make it very far through the article. It really shed a light for me that there is this issue of oversimplification. We sometimes forget that what we are doing, what we are capable of, is not what everyone is able to do or bring into their lives or get out of their lives. I'm sure I say things on this podcast where you're like, I could never do that. And I guess that's where I'm just throwing information out there, things that have worked for me, but everyone's lives are different. So it may or may not work for you, whatever I'm saying. And I totally think you should take this podcast with a grain of salt. Absolutely. I do not want to come at this podcast episode with any kind of judgment or anything like that. I know that being eco-friendly is sometimes not budget-friendly at all. In fact, sometimes things cost 10 times what they normally would, and that is not possible sometimes. I know that recycling is really, really difficult sometimes. I would have to like save my recycling and take it an hour away if I were to recycle everything. There's hardly any recycling available to me where I'm located right now. I have some different tactics that I've used over the years because I've been dealing with this for a long time now of how to deal with that sort of thing. But I want you to know that, you know, I'm in this total shifting phase. I'm just figuring it out. I'm trying to see what products I can swap out or just eliminate altogether. I'm really happy with the progress that I've made for our family so far as the main kind of shopper and purchaser for our family. But I know sometimes this one can be really difficult. I want you to know, though, that I'm not coming from a place of judgment at all. I just wanted to throw out some things that I have figured out over the years that have really helped me to live a little bit more sustainably. Some of them are easy, some of them are not. One of the first issues that I had when I started to try to be a little bit more sustainable was finding stuff that actually works for me and my family. It took me a while to kind of open my eyes to the fact that I was just like literally buying little soap containers and throwing them away. And again, I had nowhere to recycle them, so I was just tossing them. And it hit me. I don't know how many of those soap bottles in, but I was like, I'm throwing so many of these away. This is like crazy if I think about it. And so I decided I'm going to go and get soap bars. So the very next time we needed soap, I went and got some soap bars. And in the Pacific Northwest, nothing ever dries out. We also live in an RV, and they were very prone to condensation. So those beautiful soap bars, they just got mushy and it was disgusting. They were slimy. They were sliming up the whole countertop. I got little containers. I got little drip tray type things. I tried everything and I ended up wasting all of that stuff, as well as the little soap holder thingies with the little trays and stuff. I ended up having to get rid of those too. I donated those, so I hope someone got some use out of them. I'm not sure in the Pacific Northwest whether they got any use out of them or not, but it is just so moist here. I think in a drier climate, it would be so much better, but I couldn't make it work. So I have been looking around for various items for a really long time, and the lovely Heather Ann, she is both a friend and patron, she sent me to a company called Ethique, and I think that's how you say it, Ethique, whatever, and I discovered that they have concentrates. I am so excited about this. While I would have loved to have the bars of soap work for me and the shampoo bars and all that stuff, I just know it will not work. I've tried it so many times. And every time my family complains, I'm like, just grab a little handful of slime and wash your hands with it. People are innovative though. When I went and checked out this company that Heather Ann sent me to, I was so pleased to find concentrates. I was like, yes, I can do this. And there are so many different products and companies that are creating products that are working through solutions. So they basically send you a bar of soap. You just have to melt it down and put it into a bottle that you already have. In May, I'm going to go ahead and purchase from them. I will let you know what I think of this product. I haven't tried it yet, but I guess that would be my tip. Find products that actually work for you. Otherwise, you're actually just creating more waste. You do have to try some things in order to figure out what works for you, but sometimes we just need that. We need to find things that are actually practical. Otherwise, they become practices that are not sustainable. It was not sustainable for my family to be using hand soap, like in the bars. It just wasn't working for us. We were wasting so much stuff. We are wasting money as well as resources trying to find ways of making these little bars of soap work. It just wasn't working. So this is something that we can absolutely do. And I'm very excited about it. Keep on listening, because I didn't keep on throwing those little bottles away, okay? I was able to kind of find a little bit of a better solution. But yeah, we'll go into that in just a minute. I would say if you can't find a solution for a problem that you have right now, keep on looking, ask around, and also sometimes you just have to wait a little bit and find a slightly better solution for now, but you can ultimately make a different change. Maybe you can go homemade with something. Maybe you can just wait a little bit and a company will provide you with the answer. You can even write to a company that you really like and see if they have anything like that or if they have plans for creating something that you would find to be a much more sustainable option. The big thing is, though, if you are trying to use and implement different products into your life that are more sustainable, they have to be not only sustainable for, you know, the planet, but they have to be sustainable for you. Another example of this is that we have two dogs now, and those dog walking waste bags have come a long way, my friends. If you have been looking for compostable dog waste bags, we've gotten some over the years, and oh, there were some really, really hideous accidents with some of those bags that were not the best quality, even though they were the best thing on the market. So I just ordered some and we've gone through a couple of rolls and I'm really, really pleased with how far they've come. And also they are so much more, like they're 100% plant-based, which is crazy. So over the years, these products, they really do change and they get better. People are more innovative. They take the information that's already out there and they learn from it and figure it out and create even better products. There are a lot of things that we've been able to implement just because we kind of kept after it and kept on looking for better and better, and we're able to live a little bit more sustainably that way. That takes me into the whole idea of, if you can't go 100% sustainable or 100% zero waste or whatever, try for the good, better, best rule. I feel like this is really, really underrated. So after trying bar soaps and realizing they just don't work for our family, I went with brands that used recycled packaging. And that was better, obviously, you know, getting another use out of some of these things. But I also knew that there had to be something better. So I would say that going to recycled packaging was good, but better would be to get those refillable pouches. So I know Puracy is the one that I had been using for a long time. I would just buy the refillable pouches. It's so much less plastic. And I believe it, I can't remember if it's recycled packaging or not now that I'm thinking about it, but it is a plastic pouch because they don't want it leaking everywhere. However, it has so much less plastic, and I buy those 64-ounce pouches and I just refill all of our little containers, and that has worked out. So I would say that is definitely better than the recycled packaging that I had gone to in the good category. And I think that the best will be using those concentrates and making that work for our family. And I'm really excited to move on over to that. Again, looking for what is sustainable for my family means that I have gone through this kind of good, better, best mode in a lot of different ways. It has been really helpful for me in order to create a way of making a change that actually can stick. There are so many different ways that this good, better, best rule can be applied. Looking around for them is a great way of kind of moving in that way without totally berating yourself or giving up because you feel so frustrated, because there is a lot of waste in our lives, in the US anyway, and that's pretty much all I can speak to. I feel like that's kind of the frustration that I feel sometimes when I see these all or nothing attitudes, and that would be that I know that I cannot go 100% of the way in every aspect of my life. It's just not going to happen right now, but I love the always improving attitude and that idea that I can always just do a little bit better. It is so much more motivating to me personally, and it also means that I will continue. Once I get one plate spinning, I'll get another plate spinning, and I will keep on going and keep on working. I will eventually get much closer to that 100% than if I just look at the whole picture and I'm like, this is so overwhelming, I can't do any of it, and I just quit. Maybe not everyone is like that. I know some people are great at going cold turkey. I'm just not. I always have to go through this process with a lot of things. And so if the other way works for you, awesome, like go for it. But if you're like me and need to take things a little bit at a time and not take on the whole thing all at once, I think that the good, better, best rule is great. And it's very, very helpful. And you are making improvements, and it's something that you can feel good about. Taking a look in the kitchen as far as sustainability goes, There is so much waste that happens in the kitchen. It's crazy. I know that I have gotten so much better at this over the years. I've figured out how to gauge my family, what we will eat. And also, we eat so much more produce now that I like virtually don't really throw anything away except for maybe half of a squash that suddenly, I don't know, why does squash do that? Sometimes summer squash, I'll keep like a little bit of a half in the fridge and then I'll go back and like the next day it's all slimy. It's so weird. I need to just use the whole thing all at once, I think, but they definitely have a turning point and they do not come back after that point. Some produce, you can like cut off the bad parts or whatever, not squash in my experience anyway. I'm so much more mindful. I understand more of what I purchase. And also minimalism and practicing minimalistic principles in the kitchen has changed that so much for me. I used to buy food just because I hadn't gone through the refrigerator and seen what I needed. I also used to want to eat healthier, but I wasn't actually eating healthier. And so I would buy produce or different health foods and then wouldn't eat them and they would ultimately get tossed. There are so many ways that has created waste. And also just junk foods that we thought we would eat and then didn't want to because it made us feel gross and then we would toss that. It's so much more of a balance for healthier eating in our family as well as me just chopping stuff up and us eating it. Not only is making sure that you eat what you buy way more budget friendly, but it's definitely more sustainable and all food takes effort to create. And some of it takes massive effort to create. And so wasting it is, you know, obviously not sustainable. And sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes stuff goes bad and you can't keep your eye on that little summer squash. But for the most part, we can work towards that little good, better, best rule and work on making sure that our foods are not wasted and that we're enjoying and purchasing what we really need. As far as foods go, eating more plants. Okay, you all know I'm plant-based and I'm not like trying to be like, hey, go and eat more plants. But if you want to practice sustainable living, actually eating more plants is a great way to be more sustainable. A lot of produce comes in its own little packaging. You know, banana comes in its own package. You just peel off that little peel and you're good to eat it. Raising poultry meat actually consumes a ton of water and food because you have to grow food to feed that before you can eat it. So when we talk about like production of food, that like meat and poultry, that takes a lot of effort and time to grow that. A radish, you stick a seed in the ground and you have a plant in like 2 months. There are just different types of food that take a lot more effort and time to grow than others. Also, something that I didn't really think about before watching Forks Over Knives and The Game Changers. I love The Game Changers, by the way. There's a ton of pollution and waste that is created from poultry and meat production as far as like the butchering, packaging, the like where they are grown, the waste and all of that sort of thing. And so there is just a lot that, you know, cutting back even just a little bit can create more sustainability as far as your habits go in your life. If you're working on being a more sustainable family person, whatever, that is definitely something that is a lot more sustainable if we are cutting back on meat and eating more produce, trying to go with produce that is in season. That way it is not having to be shipped all over the place is helpful. And also going to like a local farmer's market or a place that purchases and sells produce from local greenhouses and farmers in the wintertime or just nearby in the wintertime and summertime, you are also in a more sustainable habit. And of course, most people can do with eating some more vegetables. So it's healthy for us, which is a little bonus. My last bit on looking in the kitchen would be that the more you make your food from scratch and bulk foods, the more sustainable you can be. Because even if you live in an area where you can recycle all of that packaging and stuff from convenience foods or fast foods or different things like that, it still had to be produced. And so it took up a lot of effort in order to be created. Homemade foods are not only healthier for us, generally speaking, you can make some pretty delicious yet terrible for your health foods. But, you know, generally speaking, you are going to have better health from making your foods from scratch. And also you're going to be able to save on the production of that packaging. You won't have to worry about recycling it, that sort of thing. That's one of the reasons why I do make a lot of our foods from scratch and why I try to utilize bulk bins or just buy those massive bags of things that are just those paper bags. The great part about making foods from scratch is not only is it more sustainable to make your own foods from scratch, but also it is so budget friendly. It is so much less expensive to make your foods at home than it is to buy things out. The last time our little family of four ate out, it was like $40, and I could not believe it. We all tried to enjoy it. That was months ago. I think it was in like November or something like that. Yeah, we were on the road. It was in November. But I was so upset because I could have gone in the grocery store and gotten half of our groceries for the week with that $40. It was fun. It was supposed to be a treat, whatever. I get it. But it made me feel like, wow, how do people eat out all the time? Like, it's so expensive. I know it's not in our budget. And I actually think that when you consider what you really want to be doing with your finances, it's not in many people's budget. It's just something we resort to because either we need to learn to cook a little bit better or we need to learn how to simplify our meals that we make or different things like that. It all takes effort. I totally get it. It's really hard sometimes. And I know I have go-to meals that some weeks my family are like, oh, we're having burritos again. And I'm like, yes, that's all I have time to make right now. But it's a challenge, but it will save money and you'll probably feel better for having made foods from scratch. It's just easier on the body. And also, you know, if you're working on sustainability, definitely has positive effects there. My last little tip for you would be to keep an eye out for easy or obvious swaps, like switching to reusable napkins or different things like that, or even just eliminating certain products altogether. In last week's episode, I talked about things that we don't buy anymore, and I talked about some things that I just quit purchasing because it was apparent that my family didn't use it. I didn't need to come up with a friendly swap at all, and I just don't even know why I was purchasing that kind of stuff in the beginning. The cereal one, I talked about cereal for a bit last week. Maybe that went on too long about that, but it was a great example of something that my family does not consume. It was getting wasted. Think about the packaging, all that sort of thing. Even foods that we waste, it's not a sustainable way to live, even though it can be really, really difficult and challenging. So there may be things that you can just eliminate purchasing or swap out, and it might be simple for you to do those little things. And it's pretty cool to see the way that those small things add up. I know I've taken this baby step at a time. So getting to where I am now compared to like 3 years ago, I think is probably about when I started. 3.5 years ago is about when I started really thinking about things more carefully and like being more intentional about it. And I've come a long way. And so you really can just take those baby steps and it will make a difference. I would say that even though a lot of these sustainable items are more expensive or it's time consuming to create foods or to chop up a billion vegetables every day, there's a different feel about it. And it definitely makes me feel healthier to eat this way. I notice the feel or the texture of these products is a higher quality, or it's even brought more peace just knowing like, okay, I don't have to think about that or worry about whether that is recyclable or not when I'm walking my dogs. So there are just things that are little sweet consequences of making those little baby step changes. Maybe everyone else has an easier time with this, but I know it's been a challenge for us, especially considering our location and where we live and everything. But it's been, like I said, cool to see how far we've come. My minimalist challenge for you would be the next time you make your shopping list, ask yourself, what's a simple alternative purchase I can make, or what is something that I can just eliminate altogether? This is probably the biggest way that we've moved toward more sustainable living than anything else. I know that I asked myself, oh, can I purchase inorganic in this certain item instead of the regular produce? Or I just now usually throw my stuff into the cart, or I use my reusable bags, making the switches to recyclable packaging or compostable packaging, different things like that. There have been a lot of things that I have eliminated. There are a lot of things that I've done that have changed a lot from what I used to buy, and a lot of it happened just in the time when I was looking for what I could do with our shopping and toiletries and that sort of thing. You can definitely get into bigger picture things, like when you construct your home or a piece of furniture or different things like that. But as far as living more sustainably, a lot of it happens on your kind of monthly basis, grocery, toiletries, pet care needs type of thing. And so just making one little change can make a big difference and will take time. You know, it definitely takes time. Some people can, like I said, make that change cold turkey. But I know for me, it has taken a lot of time to figure out what we can do. And some of the things, they cost a lot more money. And so I have had to take that into account and taken things as far as our budget could afford. And that's another part of it. Making those little changes, though, has made a lot of progress and it's kept it consistent, which is pretty cool. I hope that you found this podcast episode helpful and non-judgmental. I promise I'm not trying to be judgmental at all. These kinds of episodes are often things that I think about, and sometimes I will do an episode on them, but I always try to find the most gentle approach possible because I do want to be understanding that everyone lives in a different location, everyone has different resources available to them, and everyone is just different. Everyone has different concerns. You may be in a crisis mode right now, and there are just so many different backgrounds here, especially having an international podcast. I want to be very, very respectful of that. So, you know, take what I say with a grain of salt. And if you're already there, seriously, bravo to you. It's been a challenge for me to make a lot of these changes. Either we didn't have the finances or the resources to do so, and I'm happy with where I am, but awesome for you if you're already there. If you're at the beginning of the journey, like I was, just know that those little baby steps make it so much more manageable to slowly become a little bit more sustainable, which is a good thing. I hope you have an excellent minimalistic week. Please don't forget to check out my YouTube channel as well as my Instagram. Both are How to Be a Minimalist. I will see you in the next podcast episode. Remember, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff, and I'll see you next time.